Chapter 55. 41 Obscure. Hooker speaks of a Linder secret corner. 42 Ale served in a gill measure. 43 Scott suggests that the allusion is to the tail of a tub. 44 An extravagant compliment. 45 See letter 8. 46 Lee Strange speaks of wrencher flies and spongers. 47 See letter 1 note 10. 48 Samuel Garth, physician and member of the Kit Kat Club, was knighted in 1714. He is best known by his satirical poem, The Dispensary, 1699. 49 Gay speaks of Andering Maine, so fat, with laughing eyes, Mr. Pope's welcome from Greece, St. Zvi. Dot, 50 See letter 5 note 10. 51 See the letter of October 10, 1710 to Archbishop King. 52 See letter 1. 53 73 lines in folio upon one page, and in a very small hand. Dean Swift, letter 6. 1. I.E., Lord Lieutenant. 2. Taylor, no. 238. 3. See letter 1 note 12. 4. Charles Coote, 4th Earl of Mountrath, and M. P.P. for Knaresborough. He died unmarried in 1715. 5. Henry Coote, Lord Mountrath's brother. He succeeded to the earldom in 1715, but died unmarried in 172. 6. The Devil Tavern was the meeting place of Ben Jonson's Apollo Club. The house was pulled down in 1787. 7. Addison was re-elected M. P.P. for Malmesbury in October. 171-0, and he kept that seat until his death in 1719. 8. Captain Charles Lavallee, who served in the Cadiz expedition of 1702, and was appointed a captain in Colonel Hans Hamilton's regiment of foot in 1706.
Luttrell, V175I. 64-0, Dalton's English Army lists, IV. 126.
9. See letter 5. 10. The Tatler, no. 23-0, Sid Hammett's Rod, and the Ballad, now lost, on the Westminster election. 11. The Earl of Galway,
1648-172-0,
who lost the Battle of Almanza to the Duke of Berwick in 1707. Originally the Marquis de Ruvigny, a French refugee, he had been made Viscount Galway and Earl of Galway successively by William III. 12. William Harrison, the son of a doctor at St. Cross, Winchester, had been recommended to Swift by Addison, who obtained for him the post of governor to the Duke of Queensberry's son. In Jan. 1711, Harrison began the issue of a continuation of Steele's Tatler with Swift's assistance, but without success. In May 1711, St. John gave Harrison the appointment of secretary to Lord Raby, ambassador extraordinary at The Hague, and in January 1713, Harrison brought the Barrier Treaty to England. He died in the following month, at the age of 27, and Lady Stratford says that his brother poets buried him, as Mr. Addison, Mr. Phillips, and Dr. Swift. Tickle calls him at much-loved youth, and Swift felt his death keenly. Harrison's best poem is Woodstock Park, 1706. 13. The last volume of Tonson's Miscellany, 1708. 14. James Douglas, 2nd Duke of Queensberry and Duke of Dover, 1662-1711, was appointed joint keeper of the Privy Seal in 1708, and 3rd Secretary of State in 1709. Harrison must have been over nor either to the 3rd son, Charles, Marquis of Beverley, born 1698, who succeeded to the dukedom in 1711, or to the 4th son, George, born in 1701. 15. Anthony Henley, son of Sir Robert Henley, M. P.P. for Andover, was a favorite with the wits in London. He was a strong Whig, and occasionally contributed to the Tatler and Mainwaring's medley. Garth dedicated the dispensary to him. Swift records Henley's death from apoplexy in August 1711. 16. Sir William Ashurst, Sir Gilbert Heath, Hackett, and Mr. John Ward were replaced by Sir Richard Hoare, Sir George Newland, and Mr. John Cassidy. Election for the city in 1710. Scott was wrong in saying that the Whigs lost also the fourth seat, for Sir William Withers had been member for the city since 1707. 17. Sir Richard Onslow, Bart, was chosen Speaker of the House of Commons in 1708. Under George I, he was Chancellor of the Exchequer, and was elevated to the peerage as Baron Onslow in 1716. He died in the following year. 18. The upper part of the letter was a little besmeared with some such stuff. The mark is still on it, Dean Swift. 19. John Bolton, D.D., appointed a prebendary of St. Patrick's in 1691, became Dean of Derry in 1699. He died in 1724. Like Swift, Bolton was chaplain to Lord Berkeley, the Lord Lieutenant, and, according to Swift, he obtained the deanery of Derry through Swift, having declined to give a bribe of £1,000 to Lord Berkeley's secretary. But Lord Orrery says that the Bishop of Derry objected to Swift, fearing that he would be constantly flying backwards and forwards between Ireland and England. 20. See Letter 2, Note 16. 21. Addis, to the next page, for he is now within three lines of the bottom of the first, Dean Swift. 22. See Letter 4, Note 15. 23. Joshua Dawson, Secretary to the Lords Justices. He built a fine house in Dawson Street, Dublin, and provided largely for his relatives by the aid of the official patronage in his hands. 24. He had been dead 3 weeks.
See Letters 3 and 5.
25. And the importance of the Guardian considered, Swift says that Steele, to avoid being discarded, thought fit to resign his place of gazetteer. 26. As Swift never used the name Tella in the journal, this fragment of his little language must have been altered by Dean Swift, the first editor. Forster makes the excellent suggestion that the correct reading is Sluddikins, a word used in the journal on November 28, 1710. Swift often calls his correspondence Lutz. 27. Godolphin, who was satirized in Sid Hamill's Rod,
see Letter 2, Note 3.
28. No. 23. Oh. 29. His appears to be an interjection of surprise at the length of his journal, Dean Swift. 30. Matthew Prior, poet and diplomatist, had been deprived of his commissionership of trade by the Whigs, but was rewarded for his Tory principles in 1711 by a commissionership of customs. 31. The 20th parts are 12 pence in the pound paid annually out of all ecclesiastical benefices as they were valued at the Reformation. They amount to about £500 per annum, but are of little or no value to the Queen after the offices and other charges are paid, though of much trouble and vexation to the clergy. Swift's memorial to Mr. Harley. 32. Charles Mordaunt, the brilliant but erratic Earl of Peterborough, had been engaged for 2 years, after the unsatisfactory inquiry into his conduct in Spain by the House of Lords in 1708, in preparing an account of the money he had received and expended. The change of government brought him relief from his troubles. In November he was made Captain General of Marines, and in December he was nominated Ambassador Extraordinary to Vienna. 33. Tapped, nudged. 34. I.E.E., told only to you. 35. Sir Hugh Dalrymple,
1652-1737,
Lord President of the Court of Session, and son of the first Viscount Stair. 36. Robert Benson, a moderate Tory, was made a Lord of the Treasury in August 1710 and Chancellor of the Exchequer in the following June, and was raised to the peerage as Baron Bingley in 1713. He died in 1731. 37. The Smyrna Coffee House was on the north side of Pall Mall, opposite Marlborough House. And the Tatler knows.
1078.
Steele laughed at the luster of wise heads to be found every evening at the Smyrna,
and Goldsmith says that Bo Nash would wait a whole day at a window at the Smyrna in order to receive a bow from the Prince or the Duchess of Marlborough, and would then look round upon the company for admiration and respect. 38 C letter 4 note 14. 39 C letter 5 note 17. 40 an Irish doctor, with whom Swift invested money. 41 Enoch Stern, collector of Wicklow and clerk to the House of Lords in Ireland. 42 Claret. 43 Colonel Ambrose Edgeworth, a famous dandy, who is supposed to have been referred to by Steele in number 246 of the Tatler. Edgeworth was the son of Sir John Edgeworth, who was made colonel of a regiment of foot in 1689, Dalton, E. 59. Ambrose Edgeworth was a captain in the same regiment, but father and son were shortly afterwards turned out of the regiment for dishonest conduct in connection with the soldiers' clothing. Ambrose was, however, reappointed a captain in General Eric's regiment of foot in 1691. He served in Spain as major in Brigadier Gorge's regiment, was taken prisoner in 1706, and was appointed lieutenant colonel of Colonel Thomas Allen's regiment of foot in 1707. 44 This volume of miscellanies in prose and verse was published by Morphew in 1711. 45 Dr. Thomas Lindsay, afterwards Bishop of Raphoe. Letter 7. 1 The first mention of the Van Homrys in the journal. Swift had made their acquaintance when he was in London in 1708. 2 Lady Elizabeth and Lady Mary, see letter 3 note 40 and below. 3 John, 3rd Lord Ashburnham, and afterwards Earl of Ashburnham, 1687-1737, married, on October 21, 1710, Lady Mary Butler, younger daughter of the Duke of Ormond. She died on January 2, 1712-3 in her 23rd year. She was Swift's greatest favorite, and he was much moved at her death. 4 Edward Wortley Montagu, grandson of the first Earl of Sandwich, and M.P.P. for Huntingdon. He was a great friend of Addison's, and the second volume of The Tatler was dedicated to him. In 1712 he married the famous Lady Mary Pierrepont, eldest daughter of the Duke of Kingston, and under George I. He became ambassador extraordinary to the port. He died in 1761 aged 80. 5 See letter 5 note 27. No copy of these verses is known. 6 Henry Alexander, 5th Earl of Stirling, who died without issue in 1739. His sister, Lady Judith Alexander, married Sir William Trumbull, Pope's friend. 7 These words, notwithstanding their great obscurity at present, were very clear and intelligible to Mrs. Johnson. They referred to conversations which passed between her and Dr. Tisdall 7 or 8 years before, when the doctor, who was not only a learned and faithful divine, but a zealous church-tory, frequently entertained her with convocation disputes. This gentleman, in the year 1704, paid his addresses to Mrs. Johnson, Dean Swift, the Rev. William Tisdall was made D.D. in 1707. Swift never forgave Tisdall's proposal to marry Esther Johnson in 1704, and often gave expression to his contempt for him. In 1706 Tisdall married, and was appointed vicar of Kerry and Ruthven. In 1712 he became vicar of Belfast. He published several controversial pieces, directed against Presbyterians and other dissenters. 8 Number 193 of the Tatler, for July 4, 1710 contained a letter from Downes the prompter in ridicule of Harley's newly formed ministry. This letter, the authorship of which Steele disavowed, was probably by Anthony Henley. 9 William Berkeley, 4th Baron Berkeley of Stratton, was sworn of the Privy Council in September 1710, and was appointed Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster. He married Frances, youngest daughter of Sir John Temple, of East Sheen, Surrey, and died in 174-0. 10 Probably the widow of Sir William Temple's son, John Temple, see letter 2 note 13, she was Mary de Plessis, daughter of Du Plessis Rambouillet, a Huguenot. 11. The Rev. James Sartor, who married Addison's sister Dorothy, was prebendary and archdeacon of Westminster. He had formerly been French pastor at Montpelier. After his death in 1713, his widow married a Mr. Combe, and lived until 175. 12. William Congreve's last play was produced in 1700. In 1710, when he was 40, he published a collected edition of his works. Swift and Congreve had been schoolfellows at Kilkenny, and they had both been pupils of St. George Ashe, afterwards Bishop of Clare at Trinity College, Dublin. On Congreve's death, in 1729, Swift wrote, "I loved him from my youth." 13. See Letter 4, Note 11. 14. Dean Stern. 15. See Letter 6, Note 19. 16. When he became dean, he withheld from Swift the living of St. Nicholas Without, promised in gratitude for the aid rendered by Swift in his election. 17. Crowe was a commissioner for appeals from the revenue commissioners for a short time in 1706, and was recorder of Blessington, Company Wicklow. In his short character of Thomas, Earl of Wharton, 1710, Swift speaks of Wharton's barbarous injustice to poor Will Crowe. 18. See Letter 3, Note 10. 19. See Letter 3, Note 35. 20. See Letter 1, Note 15. 21. Richard Tye, M.P.P. for Belturbet, was a Whig, much disliked by Swift. He became a privy councillor under George I. 22. Dryden Leach, of the Old Bailey, formerly an actor, was son of Francis Leach. Swift recommended Harrison to employ Leach in printing the continuation of The Tatler, but Harrison discarded him. See Journal, January 16, 1710-11 and Timperley's Literary Anecdotes, 600-631. 23. The Postman, which appeared 3 days in the week, written by M. Fonvive, a French Protestant, whom Dunton calls the glory and mirror of newswriters, a very grave, learned, orthodox man. Fonvive had a universal system of intelligence, at home and abroad, and as his news is early and good, so his style is excellent. 24. Sir William Temple left Esther Johnson the lease of some property in Ireland. 25. See Letter 5, Note 23. 26. An out of the way or obscure house. So Peepy's Diary, October 15, 1661, O St. Paul's Churchyard to a blind place, where Mr. Goldsborough was to meet me. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.